Audio point 3. The Harp, Starvationers and Rivalry. We know for sure that the Harp Inn was here by 1817 serving the miners, and it probably dates back even earlier. It was originally called the Welsh Harp, reflecting the Welsh origins of many of the men who came here to work. They worked hard, and in the little free time they had, they played hard. Pastimes included drinking, cockfighting and horse racing. Today, the pub displays many pictures of Wirral Colliery. Why not have a look and take some refreshments after you've completed the walk? To understand how the mines operated here, we need to know more about the nature of the coal seams.
The geology of the area meant that all the coal seams that were available were underneath the estuary. It was necessary to dig tunnels which went out under the estuary, and in time to develop the canals, which was seen as an easy way of bringing the coal from far out under the estuary back to the shore.
Just near here ran two underground canals. Edward Hilditch tells us more.
Coal was brought to the shafts by two canals, and each of those went more than a mile under the river. And they had what were called starvationer barges. These were very, very thin. When people starve, their ribs stick out. That's where the name starvationer comes from. The boatmen laid on their back and used their feet to propel the barge along. It must have been very, very hard work, very, very slow work. The first canal was not cut until 1791 and was known as Number 6 Navigation and was used till about 1824.
You can imagine these starvationer boats going through the tunnels deep underground, but on the surface, boats were also going up and down the estuary.
There was intense rivalry between Little Neston Colliery and Ness Colliery.
The owner of Ness Colliery, Thomas Stanley, had an intense hatred for the adjoining Little Neston Colliery owned by the Cottinghams, and he did everything that he could to try and stop that mine working. On one occasion, Stanley's men went underground and blew up one of Cottingham's key tunnels. And of course, he took Stanley to court. Cottingham got very little damages out of Stanley for that incident. On another occasion, we know that Stanley deliberately managed the use of pumps within the mines so that the water levels underground actually flooded Cottingham's mine.
We now leave the older mining area behind.
The two mines had closed by the middle of the 19th century. The Little Neston mine closed when they got into legal and financial difficulties. Ness Colliery continued up until about 1855. Now, a big part of the reason for that would have been because the estuary had silted up and it became very difficult to move coal from the quay. But the actual reason for closing the mine that the owners gave was because they said the seams were exhausted. That can't be wholly true because working resumed 20 years later, so there was plenty of coal still left. But clearly it was no longer economic to mine in that area.
Carry on down the lane to the metal gate at the bottom of Marshlands Road. Look up Marshlands Road and listen to Audio Point 4.